Not many people who start out looking for a piano teacher end up leaving their job, learning computer code in their spare time, setting up a website and securing £250,000 in funding in the meantime. I'm talking English pounds here. Not your common garden, nothing here. Well, Jules Coleman from Leakslip did just that. She is the founder of Hassle.com, a new website to help people find a cleaner, and she joins me now. Can you find me a cleaner, Jules? Can you?
Indeed, I can, Dave. Well, as long as you live in Dublin 1 to 24. But in those areas, yes.
I don't. It's county. I'm just outside the county line, as Garth Brooks might sing. Anyway, where are we here? Let's just get this straight here. What's the link, Jules, between looking for a piano teacher and setting up a website to find a cleaner?
I think a tenuous one.
Yeah.
That was it. I was looking for a piano teacher living in London and thought, this is more difficult than it should be. So just, you know, finding phone numbers and having to do all the ringing around and work, legwork myself. And then my friend and now co-founder Alex was looking for a gardener, had a similar challenge. And my dad's a driving instructor out in Leakslip now. And, you know, from his point of view, as a service provider, again, having similar challenges. So, you know, we wanted to start a business for the longest time. Thought, it's never going to get any easier. Put your money where your mouth is. So literally went out, bought a book, learned code and built a very basic version of the website that you see today.
Okay, you bought a book and learned code. This is the fascinating part of it in some ways, really. It's like, can any Tom, Dick or Harry do that, do you think?
Well, I did, so yes.
Yeah, no, but like, I mean, like, you know, it's everybody who does it says it's actually pretty easy. And often what you have to do is just go ahead and do the bloody thing, and you know, whatever. Like, I've never tried that. Do you think, even with my limited sort of education and knowledge, that I could actually do it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's that thing of baby steps, you know, and that was it. It was advice a good friend of mine who's a computer science lecturer said, you know what, just get started to build the most basic version, the smallest version. And, you know, it's been such incremental steps over the last 2 years from that point.
All right. But look, your dad, the driving instructor, you're looking for a cleaner, you're looking for a gardener, you're looking for a piano teacher and all the rest of it. So if you began looking for a piano teacher, when did it morph into a website offering cleaners?
So we went from learning to code, building the first version of the website, we got accepted onto a program in London called Springboard, which takes 10 very early stage companies, you know, from the idea stage, really, mentors them. And then that is where we got that initial 250,000 of investment at the end of that program. And for that whole year, we offered about 25 different things. So the piano teacher, the personal trainer, and so on. But through that program, every person we met said, focus, choose one thing, do it well. And it took us about a year until we listened. But we took it offline over Christmas of 2012, rebuilt the website, came back on the 2nd of January 2013, and it's been cleaning only since then. And really, it's been night and day for us in terms of progress.
And you've been cleaning up, boom, boom, since then. Okay, now let's take a look at this. The piano teacher and the gardener and all the rest of it. Cleaner is the most, what, lucrative?
I think it's the service that probably most people have. So, you know, certainly amongst my kind of group of friends, sort of a cleaner is what most people have. You know, obviously once you have kids, you might have a tutor or, you know, you're learning to drive, you have a driving instructor. But cleaning is definitely probably the thing most people have in their home.
And do you have a background in computer science or in coding or anything like that?
I don't know. I was a bit numerical. So I studied economics and finance at UCD and then had gone to Accenture and, you know, did was kind of involved in the finance side, but never built a website. Never
economics and finance in UCD. I did economics in UCD, believe it or not. There was English involved there somewhere as well. In fact, that was the main thing. Who was your lecturer? No, don't even tell me that. My guy's probably not even around anymore. Anyway, how does it work then? How do you differ from a cleaning agency?
Sure. So, you know, that was at the outset, we wanted to be different. We wanted to be different than going to the black market and kind of chancing your arm, see who you get. We wanted to be different than an agency who you pay an arm and a leg to, but the poor cleaner gets minimum wage. And so we thought, you know, using technology, we can be a very viable and different proposition. So, you know, you come as a customer, you come to us, you put it through your request, you pay on your credit debit card. The cleaners all over Dublin receive those requests on their phone and they can accept or reject the work. So, you know, they're in control of their own hours, you know, their own little business. And we're just providing the technology to make that possible. You know, for the customer, there's the protection that we've interviewed and vetted each and every one of those cleaners to make sure they're really good.
Okay. Like, there's the thing here, like it says, one fixed price per hour. We don't vary it according to hours or frequency as agencies do. Number two, no contract, just 24 hours, notice required to cancel. And number three, pay online, no more faffing around for cash or something along those lines, right?
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
How much does it cost?
So €12 per hour. So that's, like we said there, you know, is whether that's 2 hours a week or you want, you know, eight hours in a day, €12 per hour. And of that, the cleaner's getting €10. So, you know, we want to make sure that we're not like skimming off half of us. It's very much fair for the cleaner.
So basically you're providing this brilliant service and the cleaner gets €10 an hour, which is about 80% of or 90% of the money that comes in, right?
Exactly.
All right. So how long have you now been up and running, Jules?
So in Dublin, we're just about to come to our 1 week anniversary. So as of last Monday, we were live in Dublin, and we've got, you know, well over 100 cleaners now served in the Dublin area, and we're going to expand out into County Dublin. Hopefully, get down to yourself, and then further.
Wait, I'm not that far outside the city. I'm not that far outside the numbers. By the way, just as a matter of interest, in terms of like London and Manchester and all the rest of it, you've been 3 or 4 years at it now, so you've fallen into the pitfalls and climbed back out again, have you?
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, it's a roller coaster ride starting to come. You know, we raised that initial 250,000. We had to prove the whole concept on that. And then just earlier this year, we raised a further 6 million to really roll this out, you know, across
whoa,
the UK.
Whoa, whoa. Let's roll backwards there a second. You raised, okay, let's go back to the beginning thing. What's this springboard, €250,000? What's that?
Yeah, springboard. So it's this program. They take, you apply, you make an application. Hundreds of companies apply. We thankfully got selected to be one of 10 in that intake.
Right.
And they take you in, you work out of the Google office in London, they introduce you to hundreds of people, you know, people that have started their own companies. And
wait a minute, you worked out of the Google office. Do you get free sandwiches and a swimming pool at lunchtime?
Not so much. I think you need to maybe be an employee for that. But it's certainly a good place.
Right,
you know, it's a great baptism of fire. But that got us, you know, the initial got us to meet the initial investors that would give us that first tranche of money. And, you know, they're the guys really putting their neck on the line saying, I trust in you guys that you can go and deliver. And thankfully, we were able to prove that over the following year. So right through 2013, you know, we proved the concept. And then early this year was when we went out for that bigger round.
Right. So like that startup accelerator project that you did in the Google office in London, you did that. And does one have to kind of graduate from that? Does there come a cutoff point that if you're not really doing too good or you haven't raised some money, then, you know, you're out?
So it's a defined 3 month program. You
all right.
And it culminates in this, they call it demo day. So you get up on stage, you present your startup. Wow. There's a room of 200 investors, and you're trying to woo them in, basically.
And are you really cool, like Steve Jobs wearing the jeans? And do you take this thing out of your back pocket? See this thing here? It's the future. You don't do that, do you?
I think we're a bit boring. So the three of us came from, like, you know, big companies and stuff. So we maybe don't fit the Silicon Valley kind of stereotype. But, you know, hopefully we had a business plan and stuff. So is it more like
Dragon's Den? Okay, prove yourself.
There's definitely an element of that. Yeah, no, you know, even getting, you know, when you're presenting to investors and stuff, you know, you're across a big board table trying to pitch your case. So definitely has remnants of Dragon's Den to it.
And so, hold on, at that stage, had you got the €250,000 raised or did they raise it for you?
No, we had to do all that legwork. So, you know, that was a hard process. Probably getting that first bit, you know, was a lot harder actually than the more recent round. It's because, you know, there's countless companies out there and there's countless people, you know, with money that they'd love to give back and put into startups. But you've got to really prove yourself. And at that stage, you know, you're saying, well, you know, we don't have a lot of, you know, experience or data, but, you know, believe us. We'll be able to do it.
Okay, well then, Jules from Leakslip, let's take the next step then. You mentioned it earlier on, $6 million funding a few months ago, right? Who gives you that kind of money, or am I allowed to ask that?
Yeah, no, sure. So our investors are Accel partners, and so they've invested in the likes of, you know, Facebook and Twitter and others. So it's, you know, you need to kind of step up a rung to get checks written of that size. But thankfully, we were able to get them on board earlier this year. And
who are these people? They're just sort of big company owner types of Silicon Valley types, or is there somebody in London?
So it's, they're a venture capital fund. So,
oh,
you know,
that phrase, venture capital, it's now gone over my head. I never understand any of this kind of stuff. I'm into venture capital. Okay. So are you going to expand to other countries? I mean, Dublin is just the first step outside of the UK and then onwards and upwards, is it?
Yeah, sure. So through the rest of this year, we'll be expanding, you know, across Europe. Dublin was like a really big first step for us. You know, sure, it's an English-speaking market, but you've got to, you know, have the Euro support and everything else. And, you know, obviously bringing it to our hometown was brilliant as well. But it's been a great first market for us, and we'll move on from there.
Okay, it's called Hassel, is it? It's Hassel.com, right? Now, just as a matter of interest, the pronunciation in France, might that prove to be a bit of a problem?
It may do. They tend to drop that H.
They do. So it's basically asshole.com, is it?
That might be. We think it might be a good marketing stunt. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know, right? Yeah. So anyway, did you come up with the name?
We didn't, no. So we share some investors with Halo. And the guy that came up with the name Halo worked with us to come up with the name Hassle. So it's we took on board some external advice on that one. We used to be called something different, something I'd made up, and no one could pronounce it or understand it. So.
And is that the same Halo for taxis in Dublin that has a different name in London that brought London to a standstill recently because the black cabs guys don't want to move in the future?
It's one of the same Halo, yeah. So they're Halo across the globe.
Right.
They're doing well.
They are indeed. Well, so are you. Listen, congratulations. Are you able to cream any off the top and put it into your back pocket of that 6 million? Are you? No, it's all gone back into Hassle.com, has it?
It's all reinvested.
So. Yeah, right, okay. Anyway, look, if anybody's looking for a cleaner and beyond, then just check out Hassle.com and ask for Jules Coleman and say that I sent you and you're laughing. All right, Jules, congratulations. Well done. And thank you very much indeed. And I'm seriously onwards and upwards. There's a globe to be conquered.
Indeed. Thanks, Dave.
All right, good luck. Take it easy. That is Jules Coleman, indeed, Hassle.com. And I'm